mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's no doubting it. The New World Order is upon us. Public officials are forcing their employees to take implantable chips. Employees are being fired for refusing a thumb scan. The thumb scanners are going in to buy and sell. They're passing laws to forcibly inoculate and forcibly drug and forcibly psychologically test. The New World Order is here, folks. They see humanity as a scourge that they don't control. They enjoy dumbing us down, enslaving us, poisoning us. They're the New World Order. And they sell the intelligentsia on making excuses for it all and feeling like they're part of the power structure, but that's a fraud. Let's just go back to your calls. Let's talk to Michael in North Carolina. Michael, go ahead.
Alex, good to be with you, man.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, Donnie, if you listen, I'm proud of you. Alex, I got several things I want to touch on real quick. I'm just a simple old country boy, but I've got eyes to see. A couple years ago, I was taping 3.5 hours of Navy SEALs off Discovery Channel. On the inside, I believe it was narrated by Dan Rather. And right off the bat, they start talking about civilian targets. And then a few minutes later, a Navy commander's on there saying, we're not doing anything to adjust to the New World Order. They're just giving us more opportunity to do our thing.
Now, I've played that clip here. And, again, it's all in your face. I mean, I've been to the mock camps with the troops training to put Americans in camps.
What
this
was
it? Before 9/11.
What was it Roddy Piper said in They Live? Going to be hell to pay. Going to be hell to pay, buddy, doing it. Alex, you were speaking the other day. You had a guest on about all the 666 and all this in the buildings. I got a website for you, thegoldenreport.com, written by, I got a little pamphlet in the middle by Jerry Golden, and it shows a picture of the Israeli Supreme Court building, and on the top of it is a giant pyramid with an eye in it.
Yeah, I know.
It's just everywhere. But we're on the same page, man. When you were talking about persecution just a minute ago with Donnie, I was looking up the passage at the same time. So I just want to say God bless. You're being our prayers, bud.
Well, I appreciate that. You want to read the passage?
Oh, I sure will. It's 2 Timothy 3:12, and it says, all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. And I guess I'm not a godly man. I don't consider myself a godly man, but... we've all known persecution, and, you know, you were speaking a while ago about the blood of innocents. These children are testing pesticides on and on. Man, we've all seen stuff like that when we were small, but I've never seen anything that bad. And it's going to be hell to pay because I ain't Dad's little boy no more. And God bless, Alex.
Take care, my friend. Yeah, what he's mentioning has been the New York Daily News and the BBC. The CPS takes the young... black children, mainly, from the poor black families, you know, five generations just in total dehumanization. And they'll tell the mother, let us have your five-year-old and you can keep the baby. And they take them for medical experiments and they kill them. It was in major New York papers. Never a big national story, though. And then they take them and they feed them pesticides and they go into comas and they die. And, you know, that's your government. Just, I don't know what I'm supposed to say or do. And the articles were, like, questioning it. Well, is it good? You know, they are. Some of them are dying. And they just calmly report on it like it's no big deal. You know, it's no big deal. Just we wouldn't be normal. We wouldn't have a conscience. My heart's soft, folks. So soft that it makes my will to resist evil as hard as steel. I'm not driven by hate. I'm driven by love. And that force is a lot stronger than what powers them.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I tell you, folks, we have been getting a lot of new great affiliates in the last few months, a new station every week, and that is really exciting. And one of those stations is in Canton, Ohio. They are carrying the broadcast in the morning, and then the last hour live in the afternoon, and it's WCER, and I definitely want to cut a promo for those folks, and I want to tell them, God bless you, thank you for letting us get up on the air and talk about the dangers of these vaccines, to get up and talk about the danger of the depleted uranium to our troops and the experimental shots that are being given, to talk about how in New York they're testing pesticides on foster children. I mean, that's out of the New York Daily News, but you never hear it nationally. And we just cover real stuff that's happening. It sounds wild. It sounds crazy. You know, the Mexican attorney general makes his employees take implantable chips to get in the building. Sounds wild, but it's not a radical broadcast. It's in the Associated Press. Here's one out of the Kansas City Star. We talked to the man who was fired last hour. Quick Trip, a big chain in the Midwest of gas stations. Convenience stores, Quick Trip policy, they fired him. 12-year employee, 7-year manager, and Donnie Attaway, wooden thumb scan to clock in and out. And it sounds, oh, good, like it'll stop fraud, but it's actually a way for these companies, and we're not accusing Quick Trip of this, but it's a good way for these companies to actually cheat people on hours. And these thumb scanners are going in everywhere. Now in Texas, in some grocery stores, if you want to use a credit card, oh, got to put your thumb down. The school districts make the children thumb scan to get their school lunches. No cash allowed. The feds admit this will be the new system with the national ID card through your driver's license. They've already passed the laws. They're doing it in front of us. And, folks, we cannot put up with it. All right, I'm going to go back to your calls for the loaded phone lines here. And we'll be talking to all of you, Tim and Sue Ann and Bob and Chris and Ron and many others. But I wanted to get into some of these other articles. Here's the London Independent, where one of the British people that was held there, they released him and admitted he was totally innocent. And he said he watched people beaten to death. Beaten to death. You go, well, they're Al-Qaeda. No, they're not. They're just random people they picked up in Afghanistan and out of other countries. Now they've sent an American citizen to Saudi Arabia where they admit he was tortured and now convicted. And no due process. You better be more afraid of the government getting rid of the Bill of Rights and due process, as the Founding Fathers warned us, than of any Al-Qaeda. And I've seen a lot of evidence of this, but new information. This out of the London Mirror. CCTV, closed-circuit television, does not reduce crime. Most CCTV systems do not cut crime or make people feel safe. Appointing Home Office study has revealed. Now, the reason I talk about England, we have studies here as well. They have 3.7 million cameras in London alone. That's a camera for every person and a half. Okay? For every one and a half people. They have face scanning cameras. They have cameras that have AI, artificial intelligence, primitive artificial intelligence, where if you spit on the sidewalk, if you drop some garbage, it yells at you, a voice box, a speaker, and then it takes a shot of your face and reports it to the police. And they're passing laws in England where they can secretly arrest you for not even the suspicion of crime. Most CCTV systems do not cut crime or make people feel safer, a disappointing home office study has revealed. And circuit television camera schemes examined by criminologists, only one for car parks was shown to reduce offenses. Of 14 closed-circuit television camera schemes, that is different areas they scan, different ways of using them. Professor Martin Gill, who led the CCTV initiative study, said for camera supporters, these findings are disappointing. For the most part, CCTV did not produce reductions in crime, and it did not make people feel safer. He added that surveillance cameras were a powerful tool, but not a surefire technical answer. Ill-conceived solutions are unlikely to work no matter what the investment, he said. The Home Office, which spent £170 million, or almost $400 million, adjusted U.S. numbers, on 684 CCTV projects in the 5 years to 2003, said the study did not look at wider benefits of cameras. Okay. Go, just type into Google or Yahoo, British crime rate explodes. In the late 90s, they banned all guns. Crime rate doubled the first year, doubled the next year, doubled again. It just keeps doubling. We have a lot of guests on from England. They bust in your house. They rape. They stab. You have a hidden gun. You shoot them. The third time they rob you, you get life in prison. I mean, this is the type of insanity that's going on. All over London, on the major roads, there's just burned-out cars. Thieves steal cars and then just burn them for fun. Paul Watson, who's a webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and a contributor to this show, you know, in his middle-class neighborhood, there's routinely burned-out, derelict cars all over. They just leave them there. Gangs of thugs went and robbed a top RAF fire ace from World War II, and he threatened them with a fake toy gun. And they came and arrested him for threatening with a fake gun, and he committed suicide. I mean, these are the type of just insane things. Groups of hoodlums everywhere. And the cameras, the police do nothing. They don't use them. They don't. And now, in Austin, Texas, and everywhere I drive around the country, the smallest one-horse towns, at the one four-way stop, there might be one gas station, and maybe it's the county seat, for the rural area, a courthouse, and a couple buildings, and there'll be cameras everywhere. I've been all over the nation. They're everywhere. And it does nothing to keep you safe. Folks, this isn't freedom. This isn't freedom by a long shot. And then I have this article out of the Tampa Bay News. Unmanned helicopters to be used for surveillance. The Bergen Observer was grounded after a five-minute test flight. The radio frequency used to pilot the unmanned remote control helicopter was jammed by walkie-talkie chatter from the nearby construction site. Trucker CB banter and the FM hit parade from passing car stereos. He is going to kill us, University of South Florida engineering professor Kimon Vanalis said of the dump truck rumbling down the Fowler Avenue. We don't have designated channels. We can't control the wireless network. Standing in the undeveloped corner of the campus, the professor and his graduate student team plunge the observer into a laptop computer to refigure the controls. The machine lets it again after the delay. Despite the snags at Thursday's media demonstration, such unmanned helicopters one day might fly low-altitude patrols over the city, Downs Boulevard, and other congested roads to help office-based traffic managers reroute motorists out of a jam. Now, fitted with video cameras, radar, and other equipment, hovering helicopters would also become the eye in the sky for the first responders and hazardous materials, spills, and other accidents. Okay. I've got Discovery Channel on tape. On tape. It was also on Fox News about 2 years ago. They have these things called domestic control hover drones. It looks like a flying saucer. It's about 5 feet across. Flies up to you, has a gun on it, and says, citizen, show me your national ID card. This is on TV. And this is a demonstration. And they hold their card up, and it scans the RFID in the card. They have hover blimps, huge blimps over D.C., over New York. They're down a tether one over Dallas. These things look right through your walls. They've released the video. It's a black and white image. The inside of your house looks like black and white TV. You know, when you're in the bathroom or in bed with your wife or on the phone or eating Cheerios, whatever. These are all to be tethered over our cities. I mean, just type it in. You'll get USA Today. And there's already hundreds of unmanned drones being flown by the military over our country. But every time they announce the funding, it's, oh, for the border. But then it's not for the border. It's for the citizens of America. It's total control. And it gets worse and worse by the day. And we just have to say no to this. We have to get people to become aware of this horrible stuff that's happening. I'm going to get into some of the new information on what Prozac-type drugs are doing to people, causing a lot of overdoses and also a lot more mental illness from the government's own studies and private studies. But let's go to Tim in Ohio first. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon to all the freedom-loving listeners down the GCN line and to you, Mr. Alex Jones.
Welcome.
I'll try to be brief. I have a few things. Two medical. Last week, Fox 5 Las Vegas talked about thimerosal and autism for the first time on TV, and you reported that last year. And this week, CNN finally
reported that 10 years ago.
And then CNN reported about the jet fuel and the breast milk. But back to the thimerosal, they had... These people were saying, okay, the increase in autism directly correlates to the increase in the vaccines. And then they had the soundbite with the doctor. Oh, there's no such thing at all. It's totally safe. And if I'd have been doing that interview, I said, well, I'll tell you what, pal. Let's roll your sleeve up right now and inject you with that and see how it affects your brain. And then we'll see him change.
Well, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. We have hundreds of major studies, 18-month-old baby who's had three rounds of shots has over 500 times safe levels of mercury in their body. And if you eat mercury, most of it isn't absorbed or it's bound. Let's say you eat it in fish, it's bound with the fish oil. A lot of it goes out of you. But when it's injected into the bloodstream, it has even more devastating effects. And I've had heads of major universities on to talk about this, and it attacks the cerebral cortex of the brain. Go ahead.
All right, but they just continue to tell you that, of course, it is safe, which it's not. I recently canceled a contract for a cell phone a couple months ago, and the other day I stumbled across it in the drawer, and I picked it up and plugged it in just out of curiosity. I dialed a number, and you know what? That phone is still in the system. It allowed me to dial numbers, and it said you could pay with a credit card or call collect. It wouldn't put them all the way through, but that phone is still in the system, and I'm sure they can still track it back to...
Of course, yeah, no, it lets you call them and talk to them. Thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. There's a lot more coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Here's an article out of The Independent. Dramatic increase in overdoses linked to antidepressants. Deaths involving overdoses of antidepressants such as Prozac and Cerarat have more than doubled in 5 years. Doctors and mental health campaigners warn that overprescribing, coupled with lack of accurate research into other risks, was fueling the rise in the number of people who have committed suicide as a result of taking pills which are supposed to alleviate depression. Now, again, the establishment, the drug companies will say, well, these are already depressed people. That's why they're doing this. No. They've had major studies that just came out in the last 2 weeks, and there's dozens over the years, where they take people that are already depressed, they give one group sugar pill that looks like Prozac or a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SSRIs, and they'll give the other half, double-blind study, a pill that is the actual drug, and the people who are taking the sugar pill are less depressed by, like, what is it, 25% in the last test than those on the real stuff. They gave St. John's warts in a major study that just came out, the people who were depressed and had it in pill form where you couldn't tell what it was in double-blind studies, and found that St. John's wort was three times more likely to get rid of the depression than the Prozac-type drugs. I mean, this is... folks, these drugs make you get more depressed, and then they put you on more drugs. And just like old-fashioned drug dealers going to the schoolyard and handing out free drugs, they've caught Prozac. Well, they're allowed to. I don't know why I say caught. Mailing out millions of free samples to people's mailboxes. I mean, this is a hardcore drug. In the same class as LSD, it's psychotropics are a subdivision of hallucinogens, of hallucinogenic drugs. Affects the same receptors in the old noggin, in the gray matter. And just like drug dealers, classic drug dealers, they go into the schools and push this on your children. Every mass shooter, every woman cutting the baby's arms off, every woman drowning her kids, every person shooting their grandparents. I mean, I've never seen a case. The snipers in D.C., they're always on it. I've never, Harrison Kleibold, I've never seen it where they're not. I'm not kidding. I've never seen just where an old lady or a young kid goes nuts and starts shooting everybody unless it's gang-related. And then that's somebody, you know, some gang member shooting the other gang leader over, you know, crack territory. That's the only exception. Check it out for yourself. Next time some fruitcake, you know, drugged out of their gourd, drowns their kids or cuts the baby's arms off, you know, these cases we've had in Texas, every time, oh, they just seen a psychologist and just been put on, you know, Prozac or Zoloft. You know why? Because, folks, medical doctors will tell you this. You read the insert. You know when you watch TV and you find yourself daydreaming, you wake up, you know, it's like 30 minutes later, you're like almost drooling. Oh, I was zoned out. You call it zoned out. That's because you go into a subconscious mode. Your brain waves, when you watch TV with no distractions, actually goes into a sleep mode. You ever just been sitting there on the couch on a Saturday morning, nobody's at home, and you're reading, you set the book down thinking, and it's 20 minutes later, you weren't watching TV, you were in a dream state there. But see, Prozac puts you into an even deeper state. And so, yeah, when you're having a good trip, as the druggies say, everything's great. But you have a bad trip. You have a bad trip. You know, you've heard the stories of people on acid chewing their fingers off, thinking they're Cheetos, jumping out of buildings, slitting their wrist, killing their spouse. Oh, yeah, you can talk to the hippies about that. Oh, yeah, man, I took acid 50 times. But the 51st time, I cut my arm off with a skill saw. Man, it was a bad trip. So, yeah, I mean, you go out and give kids LSD, they're going to be smiling most of the time. Until their brain wigs out, as they call it. That's the term, wigged out. Yeah, very technical. Let's jam another call in here. Sue Ann in Tejas in Texas, welcome.
Hello.
Sue Ann, come on down.
Yes, sir, Alex. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Over and out. What's going on?
I just wanted everybody to know how big an impact one person or two people can have when they stand up for something, for what's right. And I just called in to basically say thank you to all your listeners and the other folks who repeatedly showed up over at the tax office last week when I was gathering signatures on petitions. And as you know, the opposition was there doing their usual interference with the American political process.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's even been in the newspaper, the mayor's people attempting to bribe. In our toll recall drive, it's been in the paper, and I mean, these goons will get right in your face. Tell you what, and I happen to know Sue Ann. I didn't know it was that Sue Ann when you called Sue Ann. Stay there. I want to hear about what they were doing to you, okay? We'll be back. Yeah, trying to go out and get signatures to recall the mayor, and man, you got to deal with some hardcore goons. We'll be right back. It's all part of the new freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's B-I-O-O-X. When you see the difference, you'll know why. It's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big news blitz of info coming up as we defend liberty, resist tyranny. Continuing with your calls, Sue Ann from right here in Austin, Texas. Again, it was in the paper that other individuals, this was seen by reporters, with one of the mayor's assistants, top assistant, going over and offering people money to give them their petitions. And the petition drive failed. They got about 40,000 petitions. They needed 35,000. You go, well, why did it fail? Because the city said, if you don't have 50,000, you know, you're not going to make it. We're going to throw out most of your signatures. And so that failed, but at least we fought it and fought the toll roads, and now this big political body of tens of thousands of people are going to try to vote the mayor out, but they got the electronic voting machines in, so they're pretty arrogant right now. But at least we've been fighting them, and the toll roads are, again, 90-plus percent are against them, these little transponder track things with basically all the existing roads. But Sue Ann was out there as well, so we sent camera crews out there and got it on tape where they'd come over and just get in her face about trying to get signatures. Sue Ann, tell us about it.
Well, first they would get there about 9 o'clock in the morning, and they'd show up about noon, and they'd put their signs in front of my table to block the view. The public couldn't see very well the signs that we had on our table. And then when they found out they couldn't do that, that's actually illegal, they started talking over us so that the people couldn't hear what we were saying. Or they would slip up behind people as they were fixing to sign the petition. They'd say, don't sign that petition. you should study more before you sign your good name to that. And then they go into all this, these lies about why.
Well, that's illegal to interfere with a petition taker. There's a bunch of laws on that, federal and state.
Well, that's true. And if you don't have the money to sue, there's not a lot you can do. But I will say this. As soon as our folks would get there, their behavior changed because they knew there were witnesses who could testify in a court of law. And it does make a difference. The individual makes a big difference when they
stand
up.
And we tracked these other people back directly to big lobbying firms of the toll road companies. And again, for those that don't know, all over the country, whether you live in Ohio or Illinois or Texas or Florida or New York or California or, I mean, it's just everywhere. Oregon's real bad. They're going to put a little transponder in your car, and almost all the state highways, local roads, you'll be taxed. And they've told us in Austin to drive on the road will be $1,800 a year, $1,855 per car, and to drive outside the city will be about $2,000. And they just say it, and then they go, that's just the way it is. And long before they voted to pass all this, this unelected state board, they were already building the toll booths and the reader system. So they knew all along. And Sue Ann, good job for getting out there, and God bless you.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to mention that we are having a meeting. This is only the beginning. We're continuing to build a grassroots movement to hold the government accountable. We'll be having a meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the House and Library at 2500 Exposition.
Well, you know, Sue Ann, we need to take this group of 50,000 people that are part of the movement, the 40,000 that signed petitions, we need to recall the electronic voting machines. Thanks for the call. Because until we do that, and heart enter civics, folks, it's a joke here locally. It's amazing. Let's go ahead and take another call. Bob in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex.
So, hello, Bob.
I tried to call in yesterday when you were discussing police torture. I couldn't get through it toward the end of your show. There's a case going on here in East Tennessee right now. It's in Campbell County, which is about 20 miles northeast of Knoxville.
That's where the guy wouldn't give them permission to search the house, so they tortured him.
Right.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
I'd like to give you more facts on it, but our local news coverage on this has been pretty small. I've saw more facts on animal abuse cases than I have on this one through our local TV stations in Knoxville. But the facts that I do have, and they are some that was on the news this morning, was this man, his name is Lester Seiler. Five Campbell County police officers broke into his home, held him hostage, tortured him. His wife had enough sense to turn on a tape recorder and record this thing that went on for, I've heard, up to an hour and a half. I dare say that if it hadn't been on tape, there would have never been a case. What they ended up charging these officers with was conspiring to assault. That outrages me. I don't understand. They even,
when you actually assault somebody, it's not conspiring. Without going into too much detail, because it's a little too graphic, tell folks what they did to him.
Well, like I said, I don't want to say anything that I don't know is a fact. And since our local news stations don't want to present a lot of facts, I can't say a lot except for the fact they did beat him, and one of the officers did pull a firearm and threaten him with a firearm. And my question is, and I called one of our news stations today, I'd like to know, when did these officers finally admit to this crime? Was it after the recording came out, or did one of
them? Well, I know they first denied it.
Yeah.
Look, this is the thing. I talked about the case in New York where they think the guy threw a punch at a cop. Turns out he didn't. They had a security camera of it, and they sodomized him for 2 hours with a broomstick. And knocked his teeth out. And in this case, there in Tennessee, and I guess you're a WBCR listener, great affiliate there, I mean, in this case, they were saying, let us search your house, and they'd already come in for drugs, and he said no, so they tortured him and then said, where are the drugs? And then we have these TV shows, Threat Matrix 24, Boston Legal, all these shows where they spooks in England, where they torture people's children in front of them, they simulate all this and then tell us it's good. I mean, it's not good, folks.
See, this guy could be near you tomorrow. And that's another thing that bothers me. The news media keeps referring to this man as a drug dealer. Now, If he's a drug dealer, he should be in jail right now, and he's not. Now, it's obvious he has been convicted of drug crime before, but, you know.
Yeah, but that, look, this is the point. Two wrongs don't make a right, and if we let him abuse the drug dealers, it's going to be us next. I mean, there have been confirmed, and most cops in Austin aren't bad, but there have been confirmed reports that these cops go in the topless bars, pick out a girl they like, wait till they drive off drunk, pull them over, and say, look, baby, you know, there's something you're going to have to do. Unless you want a DWI conviction. And we've caught the cops running the whorehouses here locally. We've caught them running the drugs. We've caught them beating up people. I have a personal friend who's a manager at Home Depot. I mean, he's the big manager. Wheelchair. Paralyzed from the stomach down. And a really nice, clean-cut fella. And this big old, bodybuilder-type cop with the eyes bulging out. Now been promoted to a really high-level position. He pulls him over about 2 years ago on a night and comes up with the car and says, I want to see license registration. And he goes, what in the, starts cussing, what is this? And he says, sir, that's my shifter. You know, I can't use my legs. And he goes, get out of the car, put your hands up. He says, sir, my wheelchair's in the back, I'm paralyzed. And this is all admitted. And he just screamed at him, you bleeping, drug him out by his hair, drug him down. And then other cops show up and they just funny. And this is somebody I know, you know, somebody who doesn't even drink beer, folks, basically. Just as clean cut and as straight laced as you can get. And this is the type of stuff they do. And it's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. If you can't trust your police department, who can you trust? And I'd like to say that that's not reflective of the police department here in my area, Blount County. I know the sheriff personally, and I know he would not put up with this kind of behavior out of his office. But Campbell County is a small police department, and if five officers out of that small police department would go along with something like this, and that raises a lot of questions in my mind about the integrity.
Well, I know a lot of inside info on the story I'm not going to get into. it's a little more than just trying to stop drugs. All right, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Chris in New York. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was interested. I'm doing a paper on censorship for a class, and I was trying to remember the quote. Was it Alberto Gonzalez that said, we will change reality, or you have to analyze the next one?
No, that was the New York Times attributed later after the column came out to Karl Rove. In the article, it just says the chief White House strategist said, I read the quote many times, paraphrasing it, right. We're an empire now, and we control reality. And we may say there's no weapons of mass destruction one day, and there are weapons of mass destruction another day, and then change it the next day. We may say we're not going to war with somebody one day and go to war the next day. We make reality whatever we want, and the rest of you are just bystanders.
Okay. That's excellent. I'm doing a paper for class, and I'll send it up to PJ, to Paul when I get it done, if when I get an A on it. So trying to do what I can here.
Oh, you mean get it posted on Prison Planet?
Yeah, I'll send it to him after I get back.
Yeah, great. If folks want to write articles or want to write, you know, comments, as long as it's documented, and we'll post your stories.
That's why I want to get that quote right, so... Thank you very much, sir. You have a good day.
All right. Yeah, just type in White House official says we're an empire now, or we set reality, and it's all over the web, but I have the actual New York Times story. It was actually from late 04 is when the article came out. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
There's a book which, well, reaffirms many things that we've known for a long time, but probably reaffirms it and even goes beyond what we know, and it was just, the book was just published. It's written by a Pulitzer-winning author. It's called No Place to Hide, and the author is Robert O. Harrow, who is a journalist for the Washington Post, and he talks about in that book the surveillance information gathering industrial complex, and he does an extremely good job at connecting the dots. He puts together that basically what you have, and this was all arranged within the Patriot Act, you have the government using private information gatherers as government surrogates to get the information.
Well, let me stop you. I mean, I went back to this last hour. Remember the scofflaws get caught? That was the headline USA Today last year?
Yes.
And it said major pizza chains, almost all of them, except for Domino's. They said, we do not do it. And, hey, well, we know the founder of Domino's. He's a listener. Say hi to him up in Michigan. But the point is, everybody but Domino's wouldn't comment. Domino's says, we do not do that. Well, but it said major pizza chains go through a company in Dallas connected to Bush. Every time you order a pizza, they run your background, because a lot of times people who have warrants have moved. They don't know where you are. And instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team, even down to people with misdemeanors for parking tickets and stuff. Let me finish. It runs through a database, and they get 20% of fines, fees, or anything that goes to the court. Go ahead.
That's addressed in this very extensive book, which has many good citations. Not necessarily in the case of pizza, but in the case of other stores, like along the line of convenience stores in certain cities throughout the country. And it also brings out a very, very interesting correlation, and this is where things become corrupt. This has to be said. The power structure is engaging in corrupt behavior, because you have people who, well in government, make laws like the Patriot Act, requiring this data information mining and gathering. Then when they leave government and they go into private corporations like ChoicePoint, which is one of the biggest offenders and one of the biggest...
But listen, violators. listen. Yeah, and then people running the companies are convicted cocaine dealers.
Well, not just that.
But let me stop you. The point here is, Ron, that they don't leave office before they do it. They own and run the companies while they're in office.
Right, they do it by deflection. That's correct. It's indirect while they're in office. And then when
it's not indirect. They're major stockholders while they do it.
They go into things like blind trusts and so forth. But once they leave office, there's no doubt of it. They go right to these companies. Now, Vit Dron is his name, the author of the Patriot Act, is a high...
Viet Dinh.
Viet Dinh. He is a high official along with several other former government...
By the way, he is not official. The author. It's Gonzalez, Viet Dinh, and Chertoff. All three of those guys wrote it. Go ahead.
He's a co-author of it.
Yeah.
And he now sits in a prominent position in ChoicePoint, which is one of the biggest data information gathering companies.
Let me explain how this works. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I want to add caveats to give people the full view of the horror you're talking about. Now, understand, folks, ChoicePoint that knocks people off the voter rolls, okay, in Florida and Ohio. It's ChoicePoint caught doing this in Latin America. It's these other companies, you know, the face scanning company run by convicted cocaine dealers. Okay, this is how they operate, and 350-something thousand people are in the no-fly list right now, including Ted Kennedy and, you know, other people. I mean, prominent folks who can't fly. And then on top of it, now out of these hundreds of private databases, they on purpose can put bad data in there. We're all going to have this color-coded on our IDs under these new laws, and if we got bad credit anything, suddenly, quote, we don't have rights because we've been profiled, and now they say we have no Bill of Rights because we've been profiled.
That's correct. That's 100% correct, and it goes even further and beyond what you've just articulated. That's what I'm saying. I knew what you knew, and it goes even further than that, and this book spells that out.
Well, tell us.
Well, it talks about their acquisition of every other type of smaller information data gathering company. They're just literally conglomerating and eating up every company.
It's total information awareness.
They have the...
Where they control the entire data stream, where they can frame you however they want.
Alex, correct. What's happening is, first off, ChoicePoint is one of the biggest violators, not the only, but probably the biggest, in that they have the closest association to the government. Secondly...
Well, let me ask you this, Ron. As a retired New York Police Department guy that did detective work, what do you think of this?
This is completely un-American. This is unconstitutional. This is contrary to human dignity and our social value system in this country. It should be eliminated, and those who established it should be held to account, even criminal account, for doing this. Because it is criminal. It is un-American. It is Soviet-like. It is Nazi-like.
Well, we've already caught ChoicePoint knocking people's names off. Anybody with the name Jones who's black in Florida can't vote?
Alex, just the tip of the iceberg with the conduct they do. Not only are they taking in reams of information, there is no quality control or due diligence. They're taking in reams of information that could even be completely erroneous.
Well, on average, they say about 1% of the data is corrupt. Everybody's got some, folks, if you've got a common name like I do, Jones or Johnson or Brown or Williams or Gibson, all of you, go get your credit report and you got somebody else's stuff on there.
Alex,
imagine this with hundreds of databases.
It's probably considerably more than 1%. And the worst part of it is once the information is in there, there is no mechanism of accountability by which it could be corrected.
It's not meant to be that way. And now they admit with these digital thumbprints they can lift those and produce ways to frame you. They admit that almost every crime lab from Boston to Houston to New York has been caught framing people en masse. But nobody gets in trouble, Ron.
No, because there's no system of accountability, whether it be public accountability through government laws or whether it be private accountability for this organization, Choice Point in particular, which I think certainly is the biggest beast of them all. So what happens is they just put any information in about anybody.
Well, look who was going to run Total Information, and he still is. The five-time convicted felon, Admiral Poindexter, is running it.
Well, you
have felons. Look, you look at these companies.
You should know that.
Listen, if you swung a stick in the dark, you would hit 50 felons.
You should know that the fellow that started the former Matrix Network in the state of Florida and who owned a company named Censored was a convicted felon but was invited to personally show his wares in the White House.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. No. Listen. Go look at the heads of all these companies, type their name in, and they're either drug dealers, armed dealers, connected to white slavery, connected to computer crimes. It's criminals. That's the New World Order, bro.
This is a criminal system. And
it's criminals. The criminals have taken over. Yes. God bless. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I apologize that I'm not going to be able to take any more calls. I know we have loaded phone lines. Just call me back on Monday. And I want to thank all the stations, the affiliates out there, the sponsors, you the listeners and callers, the great folks running the broadcast, my radio producer, my webmasters, everybody. I got a bunch of final news I want to hit here. But really what Ron has been calling for years, retired police detective there in New York, was saying, sent me a lot of good info, was saying is right. I mean, I want you to do your own study this weekend for a couple hours. Go look at top, you know, the heads of these quasi-governmental organizations that run these databases. And in almost every company, I mean, it is like a who's who of Legion of Doom or something. You know, like in some Hollywood movie where they get the most elite group of criminals together, you know, to rob Fort Knox or something. I mean, it's like just, you know, master hacker, computer crimes expert who stole $200 million out of a bank. You know, the top hacker, you know, runs the electronic voting machines and is caught rigging him. So what? We'll promote him, you know. Top cocaine dealer, you know, connected to mass murders. Oh, you're in the White House. We love you. We're going to use your system. I mean, it's just like, it blows the mind. It's like Bill Clinton pardoned all those cocaine dealers and people, and Bush said, oh, yes, leave them alone, Congressman Burton. We're not going to go after Clinton. I mean, folks, they're criminals. That's what tyranny is. You don't want to believe it. You want to be stupid and just believe all the propaganda. Our country's too important to be gullible. And I challenge you. I mean, just start researching them. They're like a bunch of criminals, convicted criminals. I mean, it's not like we're these convicted criminals say, be nice to the men in black ski masks with machine guns. Now we're putting the cameras up in your neighborhood. Now we're going to forcibly drug you now. It's a part of freedom. We've got to take all your rights away, but the border stays wide open. What? Never mind the fact we're a bunch of felons involving really hardcore crimes. You can trust us. I got a bunch of articles here where Dick Cheney's saying, Israel's saying that they may go ahead and start bombing Iran. Boy, then we're off to the races. That's really serious. Really scary article out of CNET News. When paying with plastic, why swipe, just wave? And it says Visa's preparing with its 5.6 million merchants to have them switch over to where they'll no longer swipe for its 30 million customers. With 5.6 million merchants in the United States, Visa will need some time to phase out its old system, but within the next 2 years, when you use Visa, MasterCard, any of it, it'll be an RFID chip. It's just, sorry, no swiping. Got it. But see, this chip can be read from further away, and it's in the products, and it's all integrated together, read off your chip with the other RFID purchases you make going into the database. That's admitted. Thought you might want to know about that. And, oh boy, there's just so much more. Be sure and visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Army is down to, in Iraq, feeding most of the troops one meal a day. They've made billions off of funding the meals for the troops. And they just got a big bonus for the great job they've done here. Before I end this broadcast for the week, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, I should add. I do want to encourage every single solitary one of you to stop procrastinating, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where we will soon upload my new film, Martial Law, for you to see it there first. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions available. Takes about a minute and a half to sign up and get your membership. Total anonymity, total privacy, secure server. Or call toll-free to get any of my films, get hard copies of them. 1-888-253-3139. And it makes this transmission possible, so be sure and get the videos and start exposing these criminals. Let's bring them to justice. 1-888-253-3139. When you call, you can ask about all the different films, all the different specials. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Please take action. All that evil men need to flourish is that good men do nothing. So stand in the gap. Stand up for this country and your family. All right, again, God bless you all. Spend time with your family this weekend and meditate on where we are as a nation and a world. God bless you all.